how does this also equate to trying to tap into the field for people who have an ability to heal themselves?
Okay, well, this is all of a piece, because if you look at medicine is still built on this whole separate Cartesian model of mind being very different from body. But there is so much evidence out there that mind and consciousness can be tapped to heal. I mean, so much evidence of distant healing working, so much evidence of homeopathy working. Now, homeopathy, as your listeners probably know, is a situation where you're just dealing with water. You're dealing with diluting a substance so much that you have none of that initial substance left. This is why medicine can't get their minds around it. Now, that's using water as a carrier of information, of subatomic information, and yet it works. There's huge studies showing it works. So there's an example of the field in action. Or acupuncture. They're now finding that acupuncture, they've just done a study over here in the UK showing acupuncture lights up certain parts of the brain. It dulls the pain mechanism, which would demonstrate why you can operate on somebody without anesthesia, just sticking some acupuncture needles in them. And they're also finding that the chakras of the body are at a higher energy level, the meridians of the body at a higher energy level. This goes along with what, you know, with the masters were speaking about thousands of years ago.
Wouldn't it be something if these acupuncture needles were just really little antennae and they pulled in this energy from the universe, from the field?
Well, you know, it well could be, George, because this is, Bill Tiller has found that acupuncture points and meridians are at a higher gauge state. They are at a different level of reality than the rest of the body.